Hello everybody, welcome to another Dark Compass. My name is Ro and I've got 10 great tracks of music to play you. That was Dive Noir and their track Streets of New Orleans, and that's taken off their new album which is out this week called The Story of a Gunslinger. And yeah, really like that indeed. Go and find them, of course, over on Bandcamp. Yes, 10 great tracks to play you. Stuff from Cardinal's Folly, Holiday and Crow. But let's move on to a band called Moon Destroys. They have got a bunch of ex-members in it, and they've got a fantastic new album out now called Omni. It came out last week. Fantastic band. Well worth going and having a listen to. Definitely some good heavy rock and kind of what they call sludge pop. I'm not entirely sure what they mean by that. But thanks to them and Blues Funeral Records for dropping the album off to me to have a listen to. This is a track taken from it. This is called She Cried.
necessary. We own our own legendary. I'll never back down from anything. Man, beast, or whatever you bring. Fucked up through plenty situations. Been knocked off my feet a dozen times. I'll always come back harder. With a bulletproof mind. Day after day, the pain still remains. Another day, another fight to survive. Cold blood running through my veins. I carry on this life with a bulletproof mind. Day after day, the pain still remains. I carry on this life with a bulletproof mind. Found guilty by association. Street raised, product of life. Feet placed on solid foundation. Never scared to fight for what's right. Fucked up through plenty situations. Been knocked off my feet a dozen times. I'll always come back harder and rise above with a bulletproof mind. Another day, another fight to survive. Cold blood running through my veins. I carry on this life with a bulletproof mind. Day after day, the pain still remains. I carry on this life with a bulletproof mind. I gotta do what I got to do. Walk through any barrier. Smash all enemies just to get to you. Walk through any barrier. Smash all enemies just to get to you.
That was Cutthroat and a track taken off their new EP called The Purge. That track was called Bulletproof Mind. Thanks to them and M Theory Audio for dropping it off to us. This band is still fairly new. They were only formed in 2013 and with a couple of EPs underneath their belt. The Purge came out a couple of weeks ago. And yeah, I think they've got some fantastic sounds. Go and find them over at Facebook, Instagram, and of course, Bandcamp. Great band from LA there. You're listening to Row. This is Dark Compass. Still got lots of great stuff to play you. Let's get this one out of the way, shall we? This is An Evening with Knives and their new single, The Mistake. We'll be right back. good slab of Finnish doom there, courtesy of Cardinal's Folly. That track was called New York Ripper. It's taken off their new album, Let the Posers Fall, thanks to them and Cruz de la Sur for dropping it off to me. This album is not out until October 9th, so go and check out some few tracks. That one was their single taken from it, so there's a great video for it as well over on YouTube as well. There's no tour announcements as yet, but if you check out their websites, then I'm sure you'll know when they're going to be touring this album, because it's well worth going and checking it out. You're listening to Row. This is Dark Compass, and if you're a band and you want to get yourself played here on Dark Compass, then feel free to click on the Get Airplay link up at the top of the page and, well, give us all the details and we'll have a listen. If we like it, we'll play it, of course. Lots of bands do that. And so, yeah, my listening is, I try to listen to maybe about 100 tracks a week, maybe something like that. And, whittling that down to just 10 tunes for a show is a toughie. But there you go. That's the way it goes with this. It really is. Anyway, let's move on to another band called The Birthday Massacre. These guys are based out of Canada. They've got a great goth rock, dark pop feel to them. They've been around for a little while and I have played them on Dark Compass before. They are going to go and tour Europe with Wednesday 13 in November. So if you're in places like Prague, Leipzig, Paris, Hamburg, Berlin, Dresden, Budapest, Zurich, and of course, well, Norwich and London, because they'll be at the Electric Ballroom on the 12th of December. Go and check them out. Tickets are available right now. And this is a track taken off their last album, which is called Pathways. In fact, this is the title track off the album. This is Pathways.
Begins again. I see.
on Octopus Rising. That's Alume and a fantastic post-stoner outfit based out of Italy. Their new album, Ex Luto, is out next week, I think, if not out this week. So go and check it out if you get the opportunity to. That track was taken from it, of course. That track was called Cosa Sembro. And great, fantastic post-stoner sound. I really did like that. Again, no gigs coming up, but they are going to plan some European tour very soon indeed. So go and check them out over on all the socials and, of course, over on Bandcamp, where you can pick up the album for a moderate price. Yes, indeed. You're listening to Row. This is Dark Compass. Still got a few tracks left to play you. Don't forget, we're on the socials on Facebook, Mastodon, Instagram, all those places. So head over to the bottom of the website and you'll see links to all the socials there. Don't forget everything that we do, all the little bits and pieces and whatnot, the posting and the reviews and the tracks that we like throughout the week, all this kind of stuff. Goes through the website and then to the socials, so it'll keep you up to date with what we're doing. Yes. Onwards to another tune by the name of a band by the name of Holiday, which is in fact the rival Sun's guitarist's own kind of project. His name, of course, is Scott Holiday. He's launched a website, launched a band, I suppose, called Holiday, which is a 1D4Y, H-O-L-1-D-4-Y, yeah, much like a password, not one of mine, obviously, but yeah, lots of great fuzz-drenched guitars in this, lots of vintage synths and whatnot, definitely something for everybody here, and go and check out his new album, which is out towards the end of the month, called Topology. And thanks to him and Sacred Tongue Recordings for dropping it off to us for us to have a listen to. And this is a fantastic track. This is called Autonomatic.
Oh,
Ventana there featuring Cold in Berlin, Maya from Cold in Berlin, with a track called Let Me Go. It was released as a single quite a while ago, and I was just sort of, again, my little bit of nostalgia going on. Even though I listen to a lot of brand new stuff, and I do play a lot of brand new stuff, as you well know, I do like going back and listening to the old tunes and digging through my crates. I found that one and I thought, why not? I'd play it. In fact, the next track, the last track of the show, is in fact another track which I've played on the show, and it's a cover of a fantastic band. It's a cover of a fantastic track, which originally was covered by All About Eve, which probably everybody kind of knows. But then, of course, the band are originally called Trees, and you might already realise what it is. But anyway, Ventana, yes, gone quiet a little bit, I'm keeping my ears open for any new stuff. I'm hoping that Charlie and the boys get some new material to us. I'd love to hear some more stuff, especially stuff from Cold in Berlin as well. I haven't heard very much from them either. But anyway, yes, being nostalgic. Anyway, Crow, a band which disappeared back in 2019 before pandemic. I don't know, they just sort of faded away. But anyway, this is a fantastic track of Trees, The Garden of Jane Delaunay, which is very haunting and very lovely, and I really like it. Go and check out Crow's back catalogue, of course, over on Bandcamp. And I'll leave you with this. This is Crow and the Gardener Jane Delaunay. Take care, everybody. I'll talk to you soon.
Not feel